and then they finish it with a nice truffle oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds
and
good.
It's delicious, you know, because the combination of the fish.
I didn't know you were such a foodie. It's
yeah, I love, it. Yeah I love it. I love it. I love food.
Best food in the world. Yeah. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast. Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. Yeah. I'm Brian the Kid Callen. Will Sasso Crystalia could not be here. They're both doing their thing. But I'm actually very happy that they're not here because it's very difficult to get to anything of substance with those two morons. And that's what they are, let's be honest. Yeah. And I'm sitting here with one of the more fascinating Americans, at least in the past 50 years.
Yeah.
Certainly one of the biggest movie stars, the governor of California, former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. And I'm so honored and happy to be here to be able to really talk to you and get to something important.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, I've come on the show before, and I'm always joking around, you know, it's fun. I say the quotes from the movies. I go, you son of a bitch.
Yes,
Dylan.
I go, come on.
Tell me. Right. Do it now, you know. Get to the chopper.
No, we know.
Put the toy back. Put the toy back on the carpet. Put it back.
Yeah. You know, we've heard all those.
Who told you you could eat my cookies?
I know.
But this time it's just you and I.
Well, there you go.
And we've met you many times, you know.
Yeah.
So we've had drinks, you know, we've hung out, have the cigar, have a Romeo and Juliet and just talk, right. You know. So that's what this is like.
Right.
More mature.
Right. And podcast. I'm very happy to do that.
Love the podcast.
Thank you. I have so many questions, you know, and I'm so glad these two yahoos are not here.
Yeah,
and I really
want
to get to some
dildos.
Yeah.
If they were here, I'd say, hey, you want two dildos.
Right.
Why don't one of you go up an ass, one of you go up a pussy?
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's a
funny joke.
It's an energetic joke.
Yeah. Not today.
Not today. No, I want to ask you, look, you've had tremendous success and you're 65, you're in the sort of final quarter of your life. And I wondered in the final.
No.
I just mean,
I'm older now than
you're
I
older.
Was before. Yeah,
you've accomplished everything. Arnold.
Everything.
What is the goal now? I mean, how are you going to fill your twilight years? If you will?
Yeah. I love that movie. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have been in there.
I was just using it as an expression. I mean, what are you going to do
the
now?
Movie.
You're
lots
a type
of things.
A
I could do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I always say excuse me, I just T-popped the Thompson there.
It's okay.
Yeah, I blew it out BKJ style.
Right.
Yeah. Get up on the mic, go back, you know,
what
get
did
up.
You, I'm sorry,
Brian.
You ate something.
That's how they,
yeah, you just smell like, I'm trying to think of what that smell is.
Yeah, I had one of those sausages that you can pack on a long horse ride.
Oh, yeah.
This is my uncle told me how to dry these.
How do you?
And he had a shed full of them. They were hanging down. They look like track lighting, but they were made of meat.
Oh,
yeah.
Very strong.
It's a crazy thing to see. Yeah, the smell is very strong because you age the meat almost to the end where it's just two ages, almost rotten.
Yeah.
You know, and the enzyme that comes out, it smells like piss.
Oh, no.
Almost. It's like eating pissy meat.
Yeah, it's very strong.
I always tell people of success, success is like a smorgasbord. Don't eat too much, you fat fuck.
Yeah.
You got to know what you like.
You're very, very direct.
You go to Las Vegas, Brian?
I sometimes. It's not my favorite place.
So when you go to Las Vegas, you go to the buffet at the Bellagio. You go, holy, look at all the food here.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
but you just have few pieces of shrimp.
Well, you're bringing up a very good point. You have a lot of money. What do you spend your money on?
Don't go have a spaghetti and meatballs and then put shrimp and then some sushi and then have a flan cake. Then go back and have more sushi and then some chicken chow mein. What the hell are you doing?
No, in other words, don't be a glutton and don't overstuff yourself in any ways.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
Be specific.
Right. But you have a lot of money. What do you spend your money on now? I mean,
millions,
do you find that
of dollars,
a,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously,
I have a Phantom. I have a car.
No, obviously you spend it on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I spend a lot of money.
What's a Phantom?
It's a Phantom.
That's an expensive car.
Very, very expensive car.
Why would you buy such an expensive car?
excuse me, this meat is getting to me. Went down the wrong tube.
I know, it's
I always
very
keep it
strong.
Well, I keep it in my suit pocket, you know, because it should get air.
Yeah,
oh,
well, there it is.
Is that
an onion in there?
Yeah, that's a half an onion. Oh, I had some on the way. Yeah. I spend money on lots of things. You know, I love to spend money on the vacations. You know, I like to go around. You know, I have investments. You know, things I like to do.
You have big appetites.
I have big appetites, but I also work hard.
No.
You work very hard,
yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
Of course.
That's a catchphrase I came up with.
Well, I've heard that. But let me ask you this. What do you do when you say play? What does play mean to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I just told you. Come on, Brian.
Yeah.
Ask me some good questions.
Okay.
Your questions.
Let me ask you a question.
Come on.
Okay.
What do I do for vacation?
Right,
what do I do for
stupid,
fun?
Stupid, okay.
Hey, the same thing you do, Brian. I laugh with my friends.
Sure.
I fuck, you know, I come. I drop a load, you know.
Yeah, okay,
I go back to my friends.
Okay.
I laugh. You should have seen how big it was.
No.
Came everywhere.
No.
Then we go somewhere, you know.
Okay.
I say, come on, let's go
all
to
right.
South Beach.
Okay.
Then we do the same thing, only somewhere else.
No. Okay.
You know, you go to the Amalfi Coast.
Yes.
And you say, hey, this is just like last weekend. We were in Boston, you know.
Yeah.
We were watching the hockey game.
Well, okay.
But now we're here.
Right.
Coming.
Okay, no. Let's.
All my friends.
No. Listen,
yeah.
Okay. Let me ask a better question.
Have you ever been inside the grotto underwater, the underwater caves?
In the Playboy Mansion?
No. The real one in the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
I've not.
It's unbelievable if you come there.
Oh.
I meant that way, C-O-M-E, not C-U-M.
Okay.
I'm joking. I meant C-U-M.
Okay.
It's amazing. You're there in a boat and you come with
a
girl.
No, I know you come a lot. Okay,
yeah,
a
lot
right.
of coming.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I have trouble putting on muscle.
Yeah.
And I love to exercise, but I can't seem to put on muscle.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, no, you still got it.
What do you think of this? Watch this, you son of a bitch. There you
okay.
go.
Oh.
This, yeah.
Oh, God.
Sorry,
God.
That thing.
No, it's
very
okay.
meaty smell
that
here. Very
is so
gamey.
Strong.
It goes through you. It comes out every pore.
Yeah.
I have big pores because I'm always sweating, you know.
Christ.
I'm a very high temperature guy.
Yeah, no, you do.
I have big sweaty pores.
Yeah, no, you're.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
For Brian, for you, one idea I would give you for working out,
yeah.
you know, I would say, Brian, you can't put on muscle. Pardon me, excuse me for that. You can't put on any muscle.
I know. I'm asking, how would I put muscle on?
You can't.
I know, but isn't there something you could tell me, like, to put on muscle? Oh.
Sorry, Brian. This was going to be a very intelligent
Jesus
podcast.
Christ. I know, it's...
I'm so sorry.
Please stop that. It's...
I hear this is going to be a very mature. You know, Will isn't here. Will is always,
know,
hey guys, making
awful.
Jokes about your bum and your dick.
God,
and Chris is always on about his dick. Hey guys, my dick, look at it.
Yeah.
And Will's like, hey, let's make a poo joke. Excuse me? And Will's like, let's make a poo joke.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do that.
God.
You know, but I had a little bit of meat. And it's not agreeing with me right now. I should have got some digestive enzymes.
Something.
Fencho. It's Chinese herb.
Okay. What are you doing?
That was a wet one. Okay. That's the last time. No more. Okay, see now, I feel it. Brian, I want to be very honest with you here. I feel a keen sense of failure.
I have to get out of here.
Yeah, it smells bad. You know, you think your own farts smell good.
It's just, I've never smelled.
When you think your own farts smell bad, that's when you have a problem. That's what I've got here.
I know.
It smells like a...
literally smells like an open grave.
It smells
never,
like a dead possum
what did you
packed
eat?
With rotten clams.
Christ.
You know, well, Carl Weathers could really...
What is wrong with you?
Carl Weathers could really...
I don't give a shit. I'm trying to do a podcast
a van
and interview you and you're farting.
We were doing the helicopter
Why
scene.
Why would you eat
and
that
Jesse
sausage?
And Jesse Ventura was like,
so
how you stink so much.
Fucking never get anything done.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding?
Sorry about that. And there you go.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm leaving.
Don't
say,
leave.
Say something interesting. I'll count to three. And then you better say something interesting. Ready? And keep me here. One, two,
three. Uh-oh, the song started.
You have to, after the song, to say
don't
something.
Don't talk during the song.
Worth my time. Otherwise, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Go.
Lincoln was an alien.
Not interesting.
I've hey, seen get over here.
Why?
Get up on the mic.
Why would I
sit
get
down.
Up on the mic? Give
Put
me,
your headphones
something.
On.
No, I'm fucking bored.
I don't care
go.
If you're bored.
I have to go.
All right, look, here's what's up. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Shit, you want to
so
buy
busy.
Something on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com. My name is Will Sasso.
No, I'm Brian the Kid Callen. I have to go. I
and,
can't record a podcast.
Fuckface isn't here today. But here's the thing. Here's how we record this podcast. We do a few at a time.
Yeah.
And we just do them.
Yeah, what?
So what's your problem?
I'm already bored. I told you I have to go. You've been wasting all my time.
We got together at night this time.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
it's a million
it's,
o'clock.
It's hard to
it's
get all our schedules together. Chris couldn't be here. He just finished shooting something, but he didn't even show up, did he?
I'm going to count to three.
Why is the onus on me to say something interesting?
Because I don't want to do a podcast right now. One, two, three.
I have webbed toes.
What?
I have webbed toes. Amphibious.
I didn't know that.
Amphibious creature.
I didn't know that.
Can swim for a long...
I didn't know.
That's just sort of the tip of the iceberg, Brian.
What else are you going to say?
There's a
lot
of...
Can I see your toes?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Those are crazy webbed.
And I can spread them, look.
Oh! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
There's some things about me you don't know.
Like what?
Well, my latissimus dorsi muscle.
Yeah?
My lats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sort of flare out like a wing, look.
Oh, God!
It hurts when I do it. Unless
you can
fly. I have to be underwater at first, and then I can fly, but only...
How long can you hold your breath?
I shouldn't tell you this.
No, tell me.
How long can I hold my breath underwater?
Yes.
You're not going to believe me if I tell you.
I obviously am speechless right now.
3 hours.
You're fucking amphibious.
There's a... Brian, there are things about the ocean that we don't read.
Obviously, you know.
I know. There's a kingdom down there.
Are you? Hold on.
There's a kingdom.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm probably going to freak out.
Deep sea kingdom.
Hold on.
Deep sea kingdom.
Are you from Atlantis?
I shouldn't. Call it Atlantis.
Well, what is it, dude? I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's kingdom. It's deep sea kingdom.
Why are you telling me this now? And why am I hearing about this for the
time? I'm from a deep sea kingdom. And I'm here because they needed someone like an emissary, like someone like an ambassador, really.
Do you have...
gills. Yeah, I have gills.
Oh my God, they're under your arms.
Oh, my thing went off. Yeah, this phone is this waterproof.
Is that a message?
My phone. Yeah, it's from the
why does it say from Klobleon?
Klobleon is the king of the deep sea kingdom.
You're on a text basis with the king of the deep sea kingdom?
I'm half human being, half Atlantean.
You just said it, dude. You're from Atlantis.
I was not born there, but someone from Atlantis saw me swimming as a child in a doughboy pool in the town that
God.
I grew up in and realized that I could stay underwater.
Okay, hold on. Just realized I've never seen you
I stayed
eat.
Underwater for 3 minutes, but I only did it because I was pissed off about someone stealing a toy from me.
I've never seen you eat. Do you live on
I live on kelp, algae.
Oh.
Fish, some small fish. Krill, minnow, Alicia. Small fish.
You live on krill?
Krill shrimp, yeah.
Krill is for whales.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll swim and just open my mouth and eat a bunch of krill.
When do you do that? I realize I almost never see you like between the hours of like 3 and like 7.
In the morning, yeah. No, I go to the ocean. I drive out to the ocean and I swim and I eat.
Do you just walk in the ocean and...
Yeah, sometimes people see me and then I gotta get rid of them.
What about sharks?
Sharks, my friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you don't know about the ocean.
Well, I do now.
Well,
that there are people living in a deep sea kingdom.
There's people living in a deep sea kingdom.
How deep is this kingdom?
Like so many leagues. Like so many.
Well, where is it in relation to LA?
It's just off the coast, the Pacific coast. They call it Atlantis, but it's on the Pacific side.
This is crazy.
That's to throw people off.
Do you have a sea girl?
I do have a sea girl.
She's a mermaid?
She's a mermaid, but she has...
Where's her cunt? Where is her cunt?
She turns into a girl so she can spread her legs.
So you
She has
a girl cunt.
She has a girl cunt.
When she's on land.
We have to go to land and fuck.
In the ocean, you can't fuck.
Can't fuck her in the ocean. We
have
to go to land.
So there's no fucking in the deep sea kingdom?
No, it's like Splash. And someone from Atlantis wrote Splash.
Dude, I'm so blown away right now.
Tom Hanks is a merman. That's why he was put in that role.
I'm so blown away right now. Who else? What other celebrities are of the deep sea kingdom?
James Earl Jones.
He's...
There are black and white people and Asians.
That's so progressive.
Yeah, in the ocean, there's no color lines in the ocean because everyone looks sort of greeny blue.
Oh.
Yeah, so no one can
really
tell.
How well do you see under the ocean?
About as well as you do.
What do you know about the ocean that I don't?
There's a lot of, like, there's malls and stuff. There's like a California...
What?
There's a California Pizza Kitchen.
No, you're being stupid and silly.
No, there's all sorts
I don't believe that. I can't believe that.
Well, there are gigantic spires that have been turned into dwellings.
Are you guys from Earth or are you from the center of the Earth? Where are you from?
We're from I like to refer to it... Again, I'm from Earth.
Right.
But They thought I'd be a good...
So, can I touch them?
Don't put your hand in them. Cause
why?
Because I have rows of teeth. You'll cut your hand.
Let me just... No way. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Yeah. Hey, you cut your hand.
Oh, my God. What is the purpose of that? Do you eat through your gills?
Well, no. Sometimes my teeth snap off when I fight other mer people.
You fight other mer people? You don't use your fists because that's hard to punch underwater. You use your teeth?
You use your teeth.
Dude, that's so weird.
Roy Jones Jr.
I'm so confused.
Boxer Roy Jones Jr. is a mer person.
What? Oh.
Yeah, there's all sorts of underwater things that
we
don't know.
Do you grow a huge fish tail when you get in the water?
Do I grow a huge fish tail?
Yeah.
No, because I'm a web toe. Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
Brian,
this is sick.
Brian, I don't. I have something to admit to you.
What? What? Just I'm so fucked and freaked right now. What?
I don't have webbed toes. I'm just wearing socks.
You've been lying to me this whole time.
And I don't have. I'm just wearing a.
That's makeup. I'm wearing an Under Armour. God damn it!
Yeah.
God damn it!
I know.
You had me going. And you made me look like a fool.
I know, but the good thing is we did another podcast, and it's really, really good.
It's just, but I feel like such a fool.
You're really dragging out all your words.
I know, but you had me going here.
Oh man! You know, sometimes when we say we're going to record another podcast, we probably shouldn't.
I don't know, dude. I just feel like such a sucker. I feel like you took advantage of me. I feel drunk. No,
I only did it to keep you around, you know, to record another podcast.
Man, I know. Oh, fuck. You duped me into doing a podcast.
Yeah, I duped you. I'm a human being. There's no Atlantis.
So mad.
California Pizza Kitchen was probably created in California.
I should have known that that was the... I should have known.
Land is the only place for California Pizza Kitchen.
Really? Yeah, obviously. And I knew that. That was the big hint.
And mermaids can't have cunt.
All right, well...
They can't cunt. Hey, thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Thanks for subscribing and downloading on iTunes.
I hope you learned something in this.
And, hey, if you, we're on Twitter and Facebook and Vine and all these things. And check out all of the things. And please keep listening to the podcast, even though this one sucked a big, huge merman dick.
This is the best one ever.
Is this the best one ever?
This is seriously not to be a dick. This is the best one ever.
Hey, man. This one sucks so much. We're not even putting the commercial at the end of it.
This is the best one ever.
I'm just gonna keep this rolling. This is the There's best no commercial one at the ever. End of this one.
Don't forget to bookmark that motherfucker.
Hey, another Thursday, another 10-minute podcast.
Yeah, you having trouble?
No, I'm not having any trouble. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Blank look to your face. What do you think about? Nothing, right?
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast, brought to you by whatever, you know, like all sorts of shit. But do Pretty go cool. to our website. There's things there.
Yeah.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris, and I'm going to do a new thing, Babyface D'Elia.
No.
What is that?
Babyface. Chris, Babyface is you like if you have a baby face, then
you don't have
like,
a baby face.
You don't have. You have the farthest thing from a baby
No,
face.
I do. I just, my beard thing is throwing the beard. But if, if I didn't have it, I would be very fresh face, very baby face.
Oh, no, you've got a beard. Nose. Yeah.
You got a beard.
Okay, but if I...
You kind of look like... You normally are fresh-faced. Yeah. I'd go so far as to say you're fresh-faced, right. But you have sort of bags under your eyes today. Maybe you didn't get too much
cone sleep. That's cone face, yeah.
The kind
cone
of thing
face.
That's going to make me mad. But, I mean, if... You know, I don't have a cone face.
You use your face to drill into the earth, man.
No.
Yeah, you don't. Diamond drill. Diamond drill.
How about Chris Diamond Drill Face D'Elia?
No, yeah, I don't like that. Drill. I don't like that.
Why, though?
It's a little aggressive, though. I kind of like it in that way. Look, I just got to say, man, I'm happy to be back, dude.
Welcome back. Whatever.
And I want to say something to the fans, to my
and
fans.
I'm happy to be back because I've been
that.
Gone.
Just
because
said
it's
that.
Been, but it's been a few episodes.
It's
and
been
you know
three
what,
episodes.
Dude? And I've been doing. I was out. I you know, it's been very hard for me. These guys have been trying to nail me down, and I'm very. Listen, I love this podcast, and I love doing it, and I want to do it.
Right.
And my schedule has been just, there was one thing last week where I just couldn't move. And
you were doing that movie.
Wait, well, hold on a second. Of course, just one thing, because it just takes one day to record a few of these.
No, but it was a bunch of things that we couldn't, you were like, well, how about this day? How about this day? How about this day?
No, and I really wasn't. We just had one day to record, because also I'm busy, also Brian's busy, I've been out of town,
We're all busy.
I want to say something.
Yes, but Ham Fatter One Studios does emanate from the first of three floors of my affluent Tudor Manor.
Okay, well,
so if you count this as a floor,
dude, it's a subterranean studio. It's a shitty wine cellar.
No, it's not a wine cellar.
It's a shitty wine cellar.
It is a wine cellar now because you're whining.
Okay, very good.
And it's in the bottom. So.
It's where you keep old couches and mattresses.
Look, here's the point. Here's what I'm trying to say is we do the podcast at here. So all I have to do is walk downstairs in my underwear if I want,
but
and I can make a podcast.
I'm saying is I'm happy to be back.
And I want to say this about Chris.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me
because you know what? Well, I haven't seen you guys.
No,
you know?
We hung out yesterday. I'm talking about
business wise and podcasts. I'm here and I'm back. And you know what? You guys look great. And
thank you.
You guys are looking good.
Just don't be too condescending. But here's
the thing. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not trying to be condescending.
Here's what I want to say to the fans. Chris is a busy guy. He does a lot of acting, and I'm getting a lot of tweets and a lot of this big movement of Chris D'Elia. You know, not D'Elia, but Chris D'Elia.
Hey,
it's Chris D'Elia. Like D'Elia.
Yeah, we get it. That's not actually true.
And there's also
hashtag DJ LH.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude joke lady hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the D-list thing is particularly insulting to say that he's a D-list celebrity. He's not known.
Chris
D-list? He's not known. He's known on Facebook, yes, but and he's going to have his moment. He's going to have his moment. But it's not fair to say he's doing these small projects. It's not fair to say he's a D-list celebrity. He is, but he's going to be more than that. So I don't think it's good to start momentum.
Listen,
I think you're sort of speaking in a negative space, but I completely support what you're saying because, Chris, you're kind of pissing me off.
I'm not. Look, how am I pissing you off?
Look at
I'm coming to this
face he has.
I'm not pissing you off because I'm coming back here and I'm saying, you guys, I'm being very gracious. thank you, first of all, for letting me just kind of hang and just do this thing.
What the fuck? It's the three of us.
I know that.
We've been doing this podcast for a year and a half. Yeah, we're not letting you do anything, bro.
No. I appreciate it. But like...
You don't have to.
But you guys look fucking great.
What is don't say that anymore. It's so fucking
I know, I
disingenuous.
Like, yeah.
Well, no,
you're
it's not.
You're being condescending with your compliments.
I don't. And you know what? I think you guys I think you guys got a good fucking thing going here.
You got it too. Yeah, don't say. Don't do that.
Don't separate yourself. You're trying to separate yourself.
I'm not trying to separate
and
yourself.
And you're just floating in. Let me. The
okay. Can I break it down? I want to break it down for our fucking audience because I know if I know my fucking friend Chris, I know, and now the fucking cat's out of the bag. We do this podcast. I've said before. We record a block of them at a time. We recorded like three a few nights ago. Just Brian and I, because Chris, you were busy. You were shooting your fucking movie. Whoop the fucking do. Right. That's why we record them.
The lead.
What?
I was the lead. I
mean, that's totally irrelevant.
It doesn't matter. I know. But my point is that it was very.
Okay. Nobody fucking asked you.
Nobody asked you.
If you were the lead.
No. Yeah. Yes, I was. Did you ask
me? No, nobody asked you. Nobody asked you that.
Okay. Well, then don't ask me that.
So it's just one night. As a matter of fact,
you're delusional. Fuck.
You were. By the way, I think you rapped around the time we started hanging out. If you didn't have to go and shoot early in the morning, you could have just... and past that, you just moved. You just bought a house that's down the street from me.
I did.
Yeah, and by the way...
And don't make that sound cool.
Don't make that sound... What? We did just fine without you, by the way.
Okay, but there's a lot of people in that... The thing is, too, there's a lot of people in that neighborhood that are really, like, private people.
My neighborhood.
No, I understand, but my neighborhood, though. And
is what you're talking
what
about.
What are you saying? You see, now you're saying you're part of a very exclusive celebrity community.
Jeff Daniels.
What about him?
Dude.
What?
What about him is right. What?
What the fuck about him?
Oh, he owns a place right next to my place. I don't get it.
So what, dude?
So what?
Yeah.
You're not on the level of Jeff Daniels, by the way.
Direct the guy, Peter Billingsley, who he directed Couples Retreat. He lives right.
I know Peter Billingsley.
So I know Peter Billingsley too. So what? What about him?
He's a good, great guy.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I worked with him on Sullivan and Son.
Me too. Yeah.
He lives right near me. What are you guys getting at?
What are you getting at? I'll tell you what he's getting at. He's getting at the fact that he's in a very exclusive neighborhood. He has a lot of money, and he's got a big house that's next to all these other successful
people.
Thank
you, but it's not about that.
How about that? Okay, hey, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale.
What about them?
They're fucking neighbors.
Well, they don't live in the apartments near here. There's shitty apartments.
There's apartments down the street.
Hey, don't insult the neighborhood, bro.
No, I'm not trying to insult the neighborhood.
You're being really condescending, man.
No, I'm not.
No, they live in a fucking mansion.
Yeah, okay, obviously. But in you're talking about in like the greater area.
They're right nearby.
Look, you have a nice house. You're still a D-lista.
Let me say something. A little bit. His road is... very straight. Mine's very windy.
You're in a hilly.
You know, you're acting puzzled, and I know what you're doing, and it's really pissing me off. Don't act all puzzled about being like, oh, I don't know. I live in this crazy place.
First of all, you brought up my place, and I'm saying to I think I seen that shirt on you because it looks really fucking good.
Hey man. Yes, you have. And
stop complimenting us like you haven't. You're back.
You guys are
from the big leagues.
Stop that.
He's back from the big leagues. Yeah. Back in his small hometown.
Wait, I just went off to shoot a film and a TV show, and then I had to shoot some other fucking thing. I'm traveling all over the fucking place, and I make sure that we have episodes for our audience because we love our audience. We love doing this. We love all that fucking stuff. And
you remind me right now. It's so funny the way how intense you are. There was a scene I did in this movie with Ray Liotta.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, the movie you just did.
Fuck, yeah, dude. That one, right? Yeah.
Oh, were you the lead?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you were. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
you were,
yeah.
Hey, dude. Let me tell you something. You're not coming back from the big leagues, from the fucking big time Hollywood to your shit kick hometown where two guys are playing jacks against a wall.
We make movies and TV shows too.
Yeah, no,
okay?
I know
we're right
you do.
With you
it's
on the
good.
Same
you guys
level,
are fucking
bro.
Good. And Brian, you're doing your fucking things where you're putting on a mustache and doing a bit part, and you're doing your thing. And Will, you're doing your thing where you're like, hey, what thing am I going to be on that's not going to air? And it's all
what
like,
the fuck you you talking about?
It's all what it is,
all
dude.
All the movies I do come out.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not taking some crapshoot fucking super ultra low budget fucking crapshoot. I just had a film get I just had a film get a film get accepted at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's the biggest film festival next to Cannes.
Try America.
It's the biggest film festival next to Cannes.
You're falling into a trap, bro.
It's bigger than Sundance now.
Listen to me. Don't get baited. He's baiting you. Don't roll your eyes all lazy. He's got lazy up
eyes. I'm not trying
eyes.
To roll my eyes, dude. All I'm eyes. Saying is you guys are fucking great. You guys, when you guys do this podcast, it's fucking banging.
You do it.
When I'm able to get, when I'm able to come here.
You know what?
No. You're not going to separate yourself from us.
You're not
going to
separate yourself from us.
You're Chris DeLista.
I don't care what you guys are saying. Thank you. Thank you for real, for being hospitable, for being very good.
You know what?
For being
okay. Here's how I'm gonna punish our audience through Chris, because Chris is a jackass. From now on, every time Chris isn't here, it's gonna be the 7.5 minute podcast.
Well,
we're gonna show you that you're equal parts of this.
Yeah, that's right.
We're gonna drop 2.5 minutes.
There you
they
go.
Won't be happy though.
Nah.
We'll do just fine. We can fill that 7.5.
Well, audience is gonna.
Hey, thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Chris, go fuck yourself. Hey, Brian's going to be at Dr. Grin's Comedy Club this weekend. So
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I'll be in North Carolina, Charlotte Comedy Zone. Don't go see him. See me at the Comedy Zone.
You can't pick one or the other.
I'll be at Grand Rapids.
Just tell me what she said about me.
She said that you need to be more patient.
No, that's you talking.
Well, you need to be more patient.
Just tell him what she said. It's not that big a deal.
She said a lot of stuff. She was very complimentary.
Some podcasts are so... And you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Because I saw the picture of her.
He doesn't want to tell you.
Doesn't he want to tell me? Because you're being a hater.
She's a celebrity and I need to be able to...
Okay, well, I'm a celebrity too.
Oh,
well,
but you don't call yourself a celebrity.
Yeah, okay, well, then you do it.
All right. Okay, hey, well, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast brought to you by our audience. We love you guys. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris... Babyface D'Elia.
Babies don't have a 10 o'clock shadow.
He's Chris Greyhound Face D'Elia.
Hey.
And hey, this is a very special 10-minute podcast because we're being joined by a guest for the first time maybe ever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, Bobby came once, remember?
No, but
Bobby
sat in.
He filled in.
All right, man.
Okay.
Calm down.
Well, I'm just upset.
We've all had coffee. Our good buddy, Marshall Cook, writer, director, filmmaker, producer, actor.
He never knew your last name.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you can find him. You know, he's on the social networking and stuff at Twitter. Cook at Cook Marshall. At the end of Cook, like because don't.
He,
spell
he wrote
like that.
A wrote a movie. Wrote and directed a movie called Division.
He wrote and directed a film called Division 3. Brian and I are in it.
I don't matter.
But we wanted to invite him because he's like, hey, you know, I got my movies. It's been running on Showtime for a year. What if I came by? And we're like, yeah, so come by. So welcome, Marshall.
Is that what he said? Hey, I got a movie that's been.
Well, come on, Chris. Don't even try to make our guest feel welcome.
That's really cool.
He's our first guest.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Which mic should I use?
You don't
just kind of
wait. Use
just kind of bounce.
We only have bounce.
No.
We just use no. We only have
no,
three.
Don't
we
don't use
mine. We only have three mics.
What kind of fucking
sit down.
Is this?
Sit down on the couch.
Like, do I get a fucking chair?
Okay, well, we hope you can... No, you can't. Well, you can't have my mic because it's my... You can't have that.
Also, we don't usually swear on the podcast.
Yeah.
I've heard every episode. You talk about coming...
Well, okay, maybe speak up a little bit. Easy and easy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, Marshall, tell us about the process of being a filmmaker or whatever.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was going to be like Charlie Rose.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get...
The process. There's got to be a
no.
Better,
don't use his.
Sit
mic.
Down.
There's got to be a
sit down on the couch.
But sit down though.
Look, this is the 10-minute podcast, not the walk around, stand around podcast.
Okay, but that is true. I was coming, so what the fuck?
Look at my mic. I gotta hold the fucking thing. This is a janky operation.
We gave you that mic.
That doesn't work.
No, we gave you that mic so that you.
She
feel
said she likes
home.
Your voice. I'll give you that.
She said that.
That's all I'm gonna tell you.
What did she say? Say.
She said she likes your voice.
How did she say it?
What is this?
She said basically.
What did that come off of?
I can't go into exactly what she said. Just suffice
Why?
It to say that she
You're not
did.
Even saying who it is.
I tell the guy that I meet so-and-so who's a big celebrity and she's a Chris D'Elia fan.
Right,
now he really wants to know everything.
To
you know?
Marshall, don't fucking interrupt this part. I want to know.
Yeah, we're going to get to your movie in a second. But
okay,
we just have to put this to rest.
No, here's the thing. Brian sent a picture of me a picture of him and this girl that she was attractive
and very famous.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she is, but he was on the road and he's like, "Hey, this girl loves you or some shit."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" And he won't fucking tell me.
Yeah.
Just tell him, man.
So just say it
so that we can move on to maybe interviewing.
And if
this
you're
guy.
Listening, if I, you're listening, girl, if you're listening, you make me know because he won't.
She works at a radio station. And that's all you need to know.
Okay, but I don't even know where you were.
I know, bro.
Rochester. Brian was probably in Rochester,
New York.
Oh,
you know where you
were?
Probably at the Casey Improv.
Casey Improv.
Hey, man.
Peoria, Illinois.
No, I wasn't. I was in Chicago. Don't.
Dayton,
okay.
Ohio.
Chicago. So is it
Chicago? Yeah, so she's in the Chicago. She's in Illinois.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Illinois. She's in the Illinois area. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Springfield? You played the Springfield Mall?
No,
you
I
play
didn't.
Next to the Radio Shack in Springfield?
I played the Schaumburg Improv,
Did you
bro.
Pay it or did you play it? Because, you said pay.
I played it.
Oh, okay.
Can I just...
Marshall.
No, Marshall, sit down. Marshall, sit down. You can't be standing
cool.
up. And please go to our Twitter at 10minpod and
everybody
our Facebook slash 10minpod.
Knows all your shit.
But go there to see a picture of Marshall sitting politely on the couch where he belongs while we do the podcast.
You're just so fucking rude.
If you
just
say... say where he belongs, it sounds a little shitty.
Yeah. Okay, look,
no,
Marshall. Okay, Marshall.
To
Marshall, we're in Division 3.
But we'll get
3.
To his movie.
Yeah, when I was directing you in Division 3, I didn't say, get over there where you belong.
Right, and that's
that.
Actually
well,
a position
scene.
Of power,
I'm
too.
In,
he could have done that.
I'm in the, sort of a runner scene with Adam Carolla. Yeah.
Right.
And you didn't need to give us direction because it's Ace Carolla, and he's the shit. And
listen,
and Big Daddy's the shit.
No,
Big
no.
Dad, well, let me ask
let
you
me
this.
Tell you something.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. And this has everything to do with Marshall's movie, and this has everything to do with the process here at the 10-Minute Podcast. Do you smell something weird right now?
Yes.
That's me, because I'm the shit.
Oh,
dude,
I can't
on.
Believe you fell into that, you fucking idiot.
He's fucking...
Marshall and I knew.
Marshall,
sit down. Marshall. Just,
can you hear me on this fucking mic?
Yeah.
No, we're going to get to you.
But, okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I love Adam Carolla. I think he's great. He's a nice guy. He's fucking hilarious.
Probably the best podcaster in the world.
And I get that he's called Ace, and I think that that's fucking cool. Will, don't you fucking act like you got a shorthand with him and call him Ace like that, though.
I've known Ace Carolla since 97.
Don't say it like that.
I've known Ace Carolla since Smash Mouth.
Stop calling him Ace.
Was big.
It's very annoying.
Marshall's
now trying to get on Chris's mic.
Marshall,
guys like Will and
but you know what? Marshall did direct Division 3. I get a lot of compliments from the movie. I had a small part, but apparently a strong one. And
you were in Division 3?
I want to thank all my fans for watching Division 3.
It's on Showtime again.
Yeah, all right, Marshall. Can you just?
It's been on for like over a year.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So is Bad Girls from Valley High.
Yeah,
the movie I did.
That's,
so.
Don't be
so
mean
is,
to our guests.
I've done like over 50 features.
FIFA? Over FIFA?
Dude.
Marshall, you're crowding me.
You're crowding Chris.
Can you just sit on the?
Just sit down.
Whatever.
Stop.
That would be. Will has a fucking.
So
what
let's,
is
okay.
that even?
We only have like a couple minutes left. So Marshall, what was the sort of the how did
Genesis?
The, yeah. What?
Yeah. Of Division 3.
You've been.
Did you play D3 ball?
I played 10 years.
Speak
years.
Up a little.
Hey,
bit.
Hey, what would you play
Can
as
you
the ball?
Fucking...
Come on, dude.
Got passed
he's,
around.
Marshall's athletic.
You got passed
Marshall's
around.
Marshall's more athletic than.
You're not more athletic than I am.
Yes, he is. He's.
He's
yes, I actually have.
He's way more athletic
no,
than you.
No, he's not.
He'll beat you. You line up 99 sports, he beats you in all 99, bro.
First of all, there's not 99 sports.
Yeah, there are.
No, there aren't. There's,
hey, guys.
There's about
you got
seven.
Nine,
okay,
hey, throwing. Hey, guys. You got 99 sports, and one that Chris wins at ain't one.
Okay. I knew what you... I actually knew what you were doing from the beginning of that, and I was like, I hope he doesn't do that. And you did it, and you proved me right, and I'm real sad.
Jack.
I'm real sad.
Listen, Susie. Listen to me. You
don't
Susie
you fucking
girl.
Call me
You're Susie.
Susie
boy.
No, I'm not
listen,
Susie boy.
All due respect.
Thank you.
You Susie boy. Now,
no,
listen to me.
No.
You, listen to me.
Give me respect.
Susie boy. Listen. You got so much estrogen.
No, I
you
don't.
You lollygag. You bendy boy. Now listen, bendy.
Hey.
Well, here's what happens. You line up a bunch of sports. Throwing, he beats you.
Running, no, that's not a sport.
It's not
that's
a sport.
Not a sport.
He beats you.
Hey,
it's not a
hey,
sport.
Hey,
you sound like that's the most like British dad thing ever.
Tennis.
Son,
he beats
would
you
like
lifting.
To go out and do a bit of
he
throwing?
He can lift more weights.
Oh, let's have a nice game of catch and just have a little throw about.
They don't do that.
Would you like to do which sport? Would you like to?
You
hey, know, listen. Which sport would you like to? Marshall, sit down. What sport
that's
would you
really
like to?
Rude.
What sport would you like to play first?
Well,
throwing
right
or
now.
Catching?
Throwing.
You can't do them both at the same time.
Dad, yeah? I'd like to do some throwing first. Then I'd like to do some nice catching.
All right. So here's what we do. We start with 12 balls. Okay. We'll take the balls and we'll throw them all. Then what we'll do is we'll retire throwing. And then we'll start to catch.
Well, we have to fetch the balls in between throwing and catching them, Dad.
What?
Okay, so Marshall, shut up. We're doing a bit. You ruined our fucking
bit. We got two BKJs.
We need to get to our guest.
BKJJ.
I know.
Bitkiller Jones Jr. That's you. BKJJ. So please tweet at Cook Marshall. That's CookMarshall.
Yeah.
And let him know that he's BKJJ. We had him and watched the fucking movie. Listen, you're standing
up. He's got a minute left.
You're over Brian's shoulder.
He's also in the movie, too.
He's got a minute left, and the other guests are not going to do the podcast.
When's the movie going to be on again?
It's on Netflix all the time. It's on Showtime September 5th.
Oh,
you can
get
it on Blu-ray or DVD. I like that.
Okay, so please fucking let... Please support BKJJ.
No, don't fucking start.
Yeah, support.
Hashtag BKJJ.
Yeah.
And let him know.
Yeah.
And he also sucks on Vine. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and we wouldn't be here without you, our audience.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's over.
And I just want
10 minutes.
I just want the fans to know that I can also do an English accent.
Oh,
I'm really
Jesus
good at
Christ,
it. No, I'm
man.
Not bad at all. I mean, this is my character.
Let's do some running.
Please rate and review us on iTunes and.
Dad, could I
okay, Marshall, 5 seconds left.
They didn't learn anything about.
Go. 2 seconds.
You're wasting
2 seconds about filmmaking.
You guys like steak?
Yeah, I like grass-fed meat.
You should come over for some steak sometime. I'll cook some ribeyes.
I'm not going to just come over and eat steak with you. It's weird.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
It's not weird. It's men eating steak together.
I know, but I'm
brothers.
Not gonna,
brothers in meat.
Hey, you want to come over and eat meat? It's so forced.
No,
so,
it's not forced, man. Yeah, I'll grill a ribeye and fucking spin your head.
Really?
Because I know what I do.
Do you put it? Do you spice it up?
I'll tell everybody how you make the ribeye. You take the ribeye. Do not salt it. Okay. Just marinate it a little bit.
I would have
for
turned
like
this off.
10 minutes. Leave it out. Don't make sure it's not cold.
Oh, really?
Put it in some balsamic vinegar, Worcestershire sauce, liquid smoke.
I would. Nobody's ever gonna.
Then
who cares?
Chop up a bunch of garlic. Smother that motherfucker in garlic. Shove garlic in the fat.
Nobody
then
cares.
Then grill it 3 minutes aside, really hot grill. You
Nobody
want that thing
cares.
Rare to medium rare. Then when you get it off the grill, salt it. There
this
you go.
This sucks.
There.
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody's going to take what you did and do it.
Everyone's
going
to do
that.
It. Please get back to us on Twitter and Facebook and let us know. Welcome to 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris Babyface D'Elia.
Stop. Do not
call
yourself that.
Chris. Yeah, that's really
don't call yourself Chris Babyface.
You don't think I'm a babyface?
No.
I don't think you're a babyface.
Well, that's
no.
You're not looking at me in the right way.
I think you're. You know what? I think you should. If you say that ever again, I'm going to over top of you. I'm going to say, Chris, 30 some odd year old man face.
No, all I see when I look at his face is points.
First of all, that's not that bad. Okay,
to have
nice
pointy
to have
face.
Pointy fucking
you
gotta, face.
Your face.
I have a
just
face
comes,
like a gladiator helmet.
Your face.
Stop saying that, please.
No.
Well, you said baby face. I'm gladiator helmet face.
No.
Chris, your face cones.
You know,
cones.
Let's start over.
You know, we
Hi, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face
no,
Sasso.
No, I'm
You know
Brian.
What we should talk about?
What?
I
Steak.
Saw something that really angered me on the internet the other day.
Steak recipe?
No. That angered me. That's going to be a new thing that angers me on the internet when this podcast goes up. But I saw another thing that angered me even more than that. And besides the fact that it made me angry, the second I saw it, I legitimately laughed really fucking hard alone, okay? Brian Callen, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I see Brian Callen made a tweet. Now, we all know Brian Callen isn't the best at social media because Will and I have about 2 million followers on Vine collectively.
What?
And Brian,
okay,
we got 2 million.
Don't say 2 million. It really
no,
bugs
no,
me.
No, all Chris is trying to say is between Chris and I, the 2 million.
Right.
Okay, don't say that.
But,
just say million. It fires me up, man.
And you want to say, Brian got a couple thou.
No, I got 60 some thousand.
You got 60 some thou because I made a vine with you.
Well,
broke my rule, made a stupid collab. All right,
I'm going to
try. And Brian got followed. Brian got run off file.
But million is such a big word. It's just a big word. Such a big number.
Gosh, sure.
Why do you guys get all lazy mouth whenever you say million?
So I was on Twitter.
Yeah.
Not Vine. And I noticed Brian. Scroll down. I see a tweet from Brian. And I actually can't even say it without laughing.
Come on, man.
This is the tweet. This is the tweet that Brian did. I posted 45 photos on Facebook.
Guys. Guys. I can explain.
No, wait.
Guys.
Hold on. Let me read it. I posted 45 photos on Facebook in the album Chicago.
Guys, hold on. Guys,
I gotta say it. I posted 45 photos on Facebook in the album Chicago Improv Sunday, okay? And then there's a link to his Facebook photos of 45 fucking who cares photos. And hold on. Oh my God, here's the best part about the whole thing, and I'm just realizing this now. This was, on the 29th, okay? We're recording this on the 31st, so that's 2 days ago, all right? He's got 60,000 followers, all right? No bullshit. He has zero retweets and zero favorites.
Okay.
That's 60,000 people that looked at that.
I saw this.
And went, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck. I saw this.
Wait, let me explain.
Before you explain, I'd like to say something. Because Chris, you hipped me to this when this happened. You sent me a little screenshot of it. And we're going to get a screenshot. And please go to, please visit our Twitter at 10minpod, Facebook/10minpod to see the tweets. We're gonna screenshot these and put them up. Here's the thing that we talked about this, Brian. You know, we've talked about this before. So social networking and that sort of thing. I want to know this. Who told you this was a good idea?
Okay, let me explain.
Because I know it's not you, because you wouldn't know how to do that on your own.
Here's what I did. I was told by my representatives that what I should do is take pictures with my camera and then post them on Facebook after my shows, and then post a link so people can come and tag them, because it's easier, so I don't have to wait for them to get their phone. So then I say, hey guys, your pictures are up.
Here's what's happening.
That was so cute.
It's for 45 people.
Yeah,
it's for 60
really,
people.
Yeah.
Here's, with all due respect, no, it doesn't work at all. With all due respect, here's what's happening. You're a man in your 40s.
Yeah.
Okay. Your agents, I'm assuming, are in their probably 40s.
Yeah.
This is a guy in his 40s telling another guy in his 40s about the internet.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be happening.
That should never be happening. And I'll tell you what, let me read some of the fucking tweets back to him. Okay. This guy writes. One guy writes, only 45? ? Another guy writes, you know, slittle about Facebook. Another guy writes, for your fan. Another guy writes, Facebook sucks balls.
Wait, I'm now looking at these. Here's another one. It says, at Tim and Pod, can you slap Brian in the face with your toes for putting so many pictures on Facebook?
Well, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't slap my face with your toes.
Oh, I would. If you do it again, I will.
So, you know, nobody understands how to actually do the social networking, especially on that level, like agents and stuff like this. Yeah. They're like, hey, you know, you got Vine. You should do a commercial for grape juice.
Right.
You know, like, no, just make the stupid vines and just leave them. Just don't. No. Don't.
I'm going to start vining.
So one of your agents told you to do this.
It doesn't make any sense.
Here's what's up.
As I think about it, it doesn't make sense. It's just easier for me to take pictures with my camera.
But nobody on Twitter. Here's the thing. Twitter is a hub. You go there. You say, here's a link to a thing. If it's funny, you can get away with not providing what the link's about. You just fucking say, hey, check out this picture. Right. And if people like you, they're going to know that the picture's funny, and then they go and they laugh. Right, okay. Right. Great. The other thing is to not have a mystery meet, quote unquote. The other way is to go, I have, you know, blah, 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 blah. Here it is. Right. Watch my new music video.
Right.
If that's a music artist that everyone likes, they're going to watch the music video.
Right.
But for sure, no one's going to want to see 45 fucking pictures on Facebook taken by people. You could just as soon Google image, just write in Google, Brian Callen stand up, and have a good time looking at that. But the problem with that is that the internet is not in its infancy, and it is is not 1995, so no one's going to be entertained by that. Case closed.
I didn't do that. It wasn't. I didn't tweet.
I actually just realized I didn't even look at the link, and I've got to see the fucking link.
No, I didn't do it.
Huh. You did.
You did.
No, I didn't do it.
You did.
I don't. Let me. Which one is that? Let me see it. I don't remember.
You did. You tweet.
I don't remember.
You did. Unless Chris or I hacks into your Twitter, it's you.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I was sabotaged.
No, unless it's Chris and I hacking into your Twitter.
I'm dizzy.
I can't fucking believe it, actually.
I feel dizzy.
Dude, I laughed so hard, and I got to tell you, I still laugh at it. Like, if I think about it and I'm driving, it makes me laugh. That you fucking posted 45 pictures.
I want to make a pledge.
It's also like the game of telephone, man. That's not even what you're supposed to do. The agent heard it, and then he heard it wrong, and then he told you, and you heard that wrong.
I'm gonna start.
But don't
doing...
listen to agents are.
What's your pledge?
Agents do what agents do.
I'm gonna become the king of social media. And I'm going to start really doing hip shit.
Oh, right. Hip shit. Because people who do hip shit say hip shit.
I'm going to start.
Hey, is it going to be edgy?
I'm going to get cutting edge.
Awesome. Can't wait.
I'm going to really start. I'm going to buy a new phone, too. I'm going to get one of those droids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh cool.
Yeah.
Don't get an iPhone like everybody else.
I'm going to get one of those things with a touch button swipe stuff.
Thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Please download and subscribe on iTunes and rate and review us there. And do not go to Brian's Twitter. Do not go to his Facebook. Please punish him.
Go to BrianCallen.com and you can see where I'm doing stand-up.
That's what I feel like.
Find what... Don't blame me for your general...
Feel like kissing you.
Don't get lazy with me. I really...
Oh, I kissed you.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Here we are, you guys. We're doing it, except we are doing it without Will Sasso. I'm Chris D'Elia.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
No. Will isn't here, and it's... He's off shooting some scenes in a movie he's doing. He's reshooting.
And nobody will see.
I disagree with you. He's our friend. Don't make fun of him.
Nobody will see his
movies. Never make fun
movies,
of our friends.
Because they shot in Canada.
No. The Texas incentives are much better. All right, listen. So what
nobody
we do...
sees.
But we shouldn't ignore our guest who... he's not really our guest. He just kind of said he was wanted to come
I'm not
hang
here.
No, I understand. Yeah. So we have everybody's dad is here.
Hi, everybody.
But and he just
hello
just
everyone. I'm your dad,
and you were just kind of.
I just was puttering around upstairs. Right. I want you to just ignore me. I just want to be around my boys.
Okay.
I'm not here.
What did you?
I want you to do your pod show as if I wasn't even here.
Okay.
And your brother William is reshooting some scenes, and I believe he's actually in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I thought he was in Canada.
No, not every movie is. There's also, this is something you could learn, Christopher, is that there's tax incentives in other parts
I know
of
that.
North America.
Louisiana.
Not so much Mexico. Even though it is a part of North America, I don't consider it to be a part of North America.
Okay.
Mexico City is the largest city in North America.
Right.
And I say nay.
Okay.
New York. Okay. That's the city.
So you just came to kind of just hang out, right?
Don't mind me.
Okay.
You mind your beeswax. I'll mind my P's and Q's.
Okay.
I just wanted to share the air with you boys.
All right.
I miss my boys.
Yeah. So just hang out.
Don't mind me.
Okay.
I'm not even here.
All right. Cool. Sit back. Relax. Yeah.
All right. Relax.
Thank you.
You know what? I wanted to talk to you about and whatever, but Bri, is that I I'm in the market to buy a new car. My lease is up. I'm
Tesla.
Not sure. Well, but Tesla's kind of a little bit extravagant, and you can get...
75 grand gets you the lower model with all the bells and whistles.
One second. Are you okay? Everybody's dead?
Don't mind me over here.
All right. You okay? You want water or something?
I just want a water.
Okay, we'll just grab it right there.
Right there.
Can I have some of this?
Sure, yeah. That's just... Right. We got water, so just take
a water. A Tesla's a good car. It's electric.
No, that's a good car, but it's electric. It's also... it's very expensive, right? I mean...
Of course it's electric, Chris. Do you even know what a Tesla coil is?
No.
No, I don't.
That's where the name
Brian.
Tesla comes from.
Oh.
Yeah,
Tesla
no,
coil.
The Nikola Tesla.
There you go.
Yeah, the
Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, look who cracked a book.
Okay.
Hey, cracked open a book.
Yeah, well, I was just asking Brian because I know he knows a little bit about cars, and I was thinking about buying a car.
General Motors.
Sure, I know.
Get a GM. I'll take you down to Harvey's. I'll introduce you to Harvey over here in town.
No. We don't want to get some General Motors
we'll
shit.
To,
you know, it's a piece of shit.
No. What? Hey, Brian! Ow! Watch your mouth. Don't talk like that. Don't say that word.
Don't smack
him. I say we're going to take him down to Harvey Dennison and Harvey Dennison's GM.
He's a
GM.
Dinosaur, and GM has...
Harvey is...
We're not buying a General
Harvey
Mills car.
I'll have you know that Harvey is 81 years old.
Yeah.
He eats a 12-egg omelet every morning, has a shock of orange hair that is not going... That man is as young as I met him in 1952.
Well, that's not as young as you met him.
Anymore.
He eats a 12-egg omelet and half a pack of bacon every morning. That's what you kids should do out there.
No.
Get your protein and your carbo load.
We get it in different ways. So I was thinking, Brian... that maybe we could get, like, I would get, I do like SUVs. You know how I like SUVs. Maybe I would go.
What do you mean you like SUVs? You have to wear a prophylactic.
No, that's an
Christopher,
STD.
You can't have relations with a woman without prophylactics.
Everybody's dead. Listen,
I just said, Christopher, Brian, Christopher, you watch it. You have to wrap the jimmy up.
No.
As the kids say.
Listen to me. First of
wear
all.
Wear a jimmy hat.
Okay, they don't say that. Listen,
that's what
they just say condom.
No,
okay?
your brother William listens to that new rap group, the De La Soul, and they say wear a jimmy hat.
Old. They're old. They were in the 80s and 90s. Okay?
Yeah, everybody's dead.
That new hip hop.
No,
things
that's not.
Change,
no, it's 2000.
Things move.
So
you are a walking anachronism.
Listen to me.
Thank you.
I was thinking an STD is what you're thinking of. That is a sexually transmitted disease.
Chris does
have
that too.
I don't have that,
no,
and I'm talking about SUV.
What is that?
That's
new show. That's the show.
No.
That's that TV show.
No, I love that show.
SVU.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's with
Christopher, Marcia Helstrasch.
Yeah, and Ladies Love Cool James.
No, that's
CSI. And Mark Harmon.
That's NCIS.
Yep. I love that show. It's called Police Officers SUV.
No, okay.
I watch it every Thursday with your mother.
Dad, listen to me.
Yes.
I'm just trying to ask Brian what car maybe I should get. That you're talking about SVU, which
Hill
is
Street,
Special Victims Unit.
You know what? Show is a good show. Hill Street Blues.
Okay, that's not
been
that
off
show.
The air for
it's not
25
on.
You know what?
Years.
Brian and Chris, you guys remember that. Christopher, you would make a little Jiffy Pop. And Brian would hold you up.
He'd hold you up.
He'd pick you up, and you'd see the Jiffy Pop popping, and you would go, wow.
No, that's been off the air for 25 years.
Okay, fine. But that doesn't, Brian, so that doesn't even matter, okay?
I know, but he's always
I'm talking about sports. But I was also thinking that maybe another car that would be very cool is a I really like the Aston Martins. I think that they're very cool.
Dude, that's expensive.
Yeah.
How much money are you looking to spend?
Yeah.
Well,
let me tell you something.
$200,000 car.
What I know. That's
Brian,
a lot of money.
Watch it!
I didn't say anything.
That's too much money.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying,
that's
man. Don't hit me in the face.
Money.
Ow! What are you hitting me for?
Listen to me.
Why are you
both
hitting
you
me?
Boys, listen
don't
up. You have to watch your money.
He's got the longest arms. How do you reach me from over there?
Christopher, if you want a new car, I like your old car and I think it's just fine. But if you want to splurge because you're making your television shows and all of this and your stand-up comedies, what you should do is we'll take you to Harvey Dennison.
I don't want
and
I don't
for $17,500.
That's not splurging.
We'll get you a Ford Escort.
It's a dumb car.
It's a fine
car. Dumb idea.
It's a good car.
No,
it's not.
It's
something
a good
I
automobile.
Want.
Don't
it's
get
it's not,
Aston Martin's a dumb idea.
Why don't
so
you have
Harvey
a look in the garage? I've got a 1967 Dodge Dart that still runs
but
like the
we
day.
We don't want to be like you.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay, look,
Brian.
I'm everybody's dad.
He didn't listen.
I just wanted to.
I'm sorry.
He didn't. Maybe you got a little.
That popped out.
He didn't necessarily.
That.
Look, I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I've raised you boys as best I could.
Yeah, I know.
And I want you to be an individual.
Yeah.
But it's a father's right, and it's a father's prerogative to worry about his boys.
I know, Dad.
Right.
And if Christopher has an SUV on his ding-a-ling, because he's not De La Soling his Jimmy
SUV.
And Slim Jim.
Sport utility.
Then you guys have to understand
that
I don't want you to be a Slimmy Jimmy. I don't want you to waz fizz around and be a posy pause.
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry.
I don't want you to fozzle whiz and whizzy pops.
Dad, I didn't mean what
you
I
guys
said.
Are. Oh, you that's, boys,
that's
you don't
all nothing. That's nothing.
You don't want to be a wazzle, you wazzle peasel, and a wazzle fizz.
Dad, I'm sorry.
These are just syllables.
Why it was wild. Okay.
Dad.
Boys, I think I'm. No. I think I've got to lay down.
We love,
Dad, I got to lay down.
Dad, what's the matter? Daddy's lying down.
Wazzle you all right?
Dad.
What's he doing?
Dad, help me, Chris.
Okay, all right, grab it. Here, get the water. Grab some water.
Get his
pants on. Wazzle.
Look.
Wazzle. Wazzle.
Look, hey.
Wazzle. Wazzle.
Wazzle. I'm going to pour some ice on him, man.
Ah, you suckers! What? I'm fine!
Oh.
I'm not going anywhere! Oh. I'm gonna be here long after you're gone!
You fake that!
You think
heart
I'd get offended by you?
You just
you
pretended
think you
to
could
have
say
a
anything
stroke
to,
or a heart attack?
To offend? Yeah! And I'll tell you another
you
thing.
You called us wazzle fizzles.
Yeah, you're a couple of wazzle
you
pods.
You faked a heart attack,
yeah,
Dad!
Yeah, you're darn right I did to teach you a lesson! You boys need to learn a lesson about money! Don't be spending money out there! Be like a Jew!
Whoa!
Be like a
whoa.
Jew with your
whoa.
Money! Don't be like these hip-hops, the De La Souls,
and
all of the all of those rapper kids.
I have to ask
all
you.
The rappers.
You can't
those,
say that.
Yes, the black kids are rappers.
Whoa!
They're listening to rap in their SVUs.
No, not.
They're riding around, the tires
not
are too
necessarily.
Whoa. Yes, that rap is too loud.
Everybody's...
Be like your Jew friends and hold on to your money.
No.
You got a hot dog on that money.
You're being
don't
a
spend
racist.
Money.
Take it easy.
You're a federal racist.
I just.
You don't need Canadian tax dollars to make that money.
I just wanted to get.
And now it's time for Keeping It Real with Shana.
Here we go. My name is Shana. I'm keeping it real on the 10-minute podcast with Brian Chris and Will. Shit.
Hey, y'all. Y'all better believe that shit this time. We're about to keep it realer than real up in here. Hey, first of all, let me say hello. What's up, y'all? This is Shana. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, babies. It's good to be here. I'm on that 10-minute pod shit by myself. By my own self. Sisters be doing it by themselves. Something on 2 feet. And something else. I ain't want to remember lyrics and shit like that, y'all. It's Shana all by hello some here that do another one of them motherfucking ass Shanas. We did before. We don't do it again. And this time we doing it this time. Ain't no motherfucking Will up in here. Ain't no Will Gladiator helmet face mesomorphic centaur whatever the fuck that motherfucker coming up with nicknames for his own self. Ain't no Chris Lazy Dolphin romantic fucking cougar none of that shit. Ain't no Brian old ass bit killing. And fucking conversation strangling Stevens or popping peas and tapping on T's and all that shit. It's just your girl, Shana. I'ma be answering questions we got here on the Twitter. Motherfuckers be writing me at Shana Got Jokes. What the fuck? Hey, what the
fuck?
I forgot about this motherfucking song.
Jumping in here, scaring the shit out of me.
Ah, fuck it.
That's why you listen to 10-minute podcast.
Yeah. They should bring me in every week, motherfucker. Fucking sing this shit. They need some improvements with this motherfucker. Get Timberland to fucking remix that shit. It's been too long. Too long, 10-minute podcast. Get a new theme song. Okay, so it's on. It's on now. We got these questions here. All y'all nice ladies been real nice enough, real, real cute. You all been real cute, as they would say. To write in all these questions. So let's jump right in. All right, this here from at for Rosalinda, she said, at 10 minute pie, at Shana Got Jokes, hashtag at Shana. Why do guys jack off with socks? Do they jack off into the sock or onto the sock? Now, this is a real good question, Rosalinda. I'm break it down like this. Yeah, motherfucking trifling ass, bitch ass motherfuckers be jerking off on socks and shit. Men is disgusting. Men will be wiping their shit down with whatever the fuck they can find. Now, but to answer your question specifically, do they jerk off into the sock or onto the sock? I think it's a question of intimacy and how comfortable these men are with how intimate they get with the sock. Now, if you really love this sock, you gonna go ahead and come in this motherfucking sock. You ain't afraid of repercussions. Maybe you gonna bring a little pom-pom sock into the world or you just nasty. The other thing you could do if you wanna come on the sock, that means you just kinda playing around. It's kinda like giving a chick a facial. If you just like beat off onto a fucking sock. is playing, y'all. Yo, that's crazy. Can you imagine motherfucker coming on a sock? Yo, that's fucking stupid. Unless it's in some weird ass German porn, some bitch be wearing socks and then motherfucker be like, coming on top of sock. And then that chick put on a fucking high heel, kick a boot a motherfucker in his dick and balls and shit. All right, that's Germany. Okay, let's move right along. We got another one here. This is from at St. Kirby's Fire. All right, Kirby. All right, Airtime Empire. Hey, Shauna, how do you tell a guy you won't suck his dick when he keeps putting it in your face? Hashtag ask Shauna. That's a good question, Kirby. See, motherfuckers with their dick, this is how you handle a motherfucker with their dick. The motherfuckers with their dick, they be like, respect my dick. Respect my dick. Hey, bitch. Hey, respect my dick. Respect my motherfucking dick. This is my dick. All right, that's a man voice I do. That's one of them. That's a good humor, y'all. That's some good humors I do on stage. Yo, by the way, fuck this. Ain't no motherfucking 10-minute podcast motherfuckers in here, so I'm a plug my stand-up dates, which I don't got like a whole lot. I ain't doing a whole lot of touring right now, y'all. So if y'all got like some spots for me, open spot. I've been doing a whole lot of open mics. I've been shifting my material and stuff, so I ain't really got a whole lot. But let's get right to this question. Motherfuckers be respecting their own dick, so treat the dick like the dude he is, right? Like treat the dick like the motherfucker the dick attached to. So be like, I don't respect you, and slap that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or you ever be like so mad? You be like, oh, I'm so mad at this motherfucker. And you like dump a drink of this motherfucker, take like a Malibu and pineapple and just throw it in the motherfucker's face. Do that to a dick. Yo, do that to a dick. See what it do, y'all. Yo, spit in the fucking dick's face. Be like, yeah, baby. Yeah, I suck your dick. I'll be real nice. Yo, you took me the fuck out. We went to the movies. We went and saw We the Millers or some shit like that. We got our laugh on. We went to Buffalo Chicken Wings or whatever the fuck that place. And you got me the expensive nachos and shit with beef and chicken. So pull that shit out. And that motherfucker pull that shit out in his fucking GMC tracker or some shit. Spit on it. Fuck them. All right. What else we got here? Okay, this here from Tamisia. All right, that sounds like my second cousin, my sister's side. Tamisia. This is from at Tamisia. At Tim Empire, at Sean Got Jokes. Men always get turned off by my size 11 feet. That's too bad. How do I make them look past this, P-A-S-S, that's a unspelling bitch right here. She's this bitch, see, that's funny because you meant to say past, P-A-S-T, but because you wrote P-A-S-S, so you know what I'm saying? So men always get turned off by my size 11 feet, that's funny. How do I make them look past this and keep coming back? Hashtag Ask Shauna. Now, last time I checked, motherfuckers ain't looking at your feet when you sucking on their dick. Now, I know we just started this show, babies. We already got a whole lot of fellatio talk up in here. So I'm apologize for that, and I hope my family ain't listen because this nasty already. But it ain't all my fault. Y'all bitches be writing this trifling shit. But yeah, that's how I would answer that question. And conversely, if a man be fucking you, he will also be like, wouldn't probably be going like, what's up with this bitch's feet right now? Let's have a look at this bitch's feet. Unless again they from Germany because they freaky like that. We covering feet. Oral sex and a whole lot of German shit. I'm disgusted. All right, let's blow through some of these motherfuckers. I've been taking too long with these answers. All right, what else we got here? Here's one. This here from Kate Robb, at Kate Robb, at Tim Empire, at Sean Got Jokes, at Sean, la la la. What's the best thing to get at IHOP? Bitch, don't matter so long as you smarter that shit and syrup. They ain't charging you for that syrup. That's all I got to say about that. Put some motherfucking syrup on that shit. They got blueberry syrup. They got boysenberry syrup. They got straight up motherfucking maple syrup. They got some syrups up in there. You could take, I ain't give a fuck what you can put, take a stale piece of fucking bread, put some syrup on that shit. I'm going to chow down. All right. This here from Lee Loves. L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E- Now, for all y'all don't understand why HJ is, I do a lot of talk about this. That's a hand job. That's when you take a man, you stroke his cock, and then when you do that enough, and ain't no Brian, Will, and Chris here to stop me from saying this, that's what come shoot out. All right, let's have a look at another one. Now, here's some motherfucking dudes to be writing, even though I said this is just for the ladies. Here's a look at this dumb motherfucker, Bolus Ereal. That's a dumbass name. At Shana Got Jokes, he said, "What's up?" You a dumb motherfucker. That's what's up, because you writing in this. This supposed to be for women. All right, what else? We got another one here from another motherfucking dude. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here's a good one. This here from JV Weez. Ask Shana, I'm not a female listener, but I thought you could answer a question. How do you get rid of cunt bees? Got about a mer. All right, so I don't know if he's saying motherfucker or got about a mer, like a million, because when Chris and Will say million, they go mer. Hey, that mer. I got mer. So I think with this mother, because he listened to the show, he's saying, I got mer cunt bees. You got, bitch, you got a million cunt bees? Ain't no penicillin got to fucking handle your ass. You need some fucking gas and a brick, motherfucker. You nasty. You need to set that shit on fire. Get a new dick. All right. Let's see. We got some other shit from bitches here. All right. This is here. We got. All right. This here from Marcy Fenton. Ask Shana got jokes. Hashtag Ask Shana. Number one. XOHJ. A woman after my own heart. That's that shit I write on Twitter, y'all. Follow me on Twitter. Ask Shana got jokes. And number two, what you think of beards? All right. Beards look all right on the right motherfucker if they're a lumberjack motherfucker, because I tell you what, if the bit, well, you see that, baby? We had so much fun. We done run out of time. Shit, we going to do this again. All right. But to answer your question, fuck motherfuckers with beards. I fucked Kimbo Slice once. And that boy fucked me up. He broke my collarbone, actually. Here's another nasty ass question from Mariah NYC, and this trifling trick, right? If you could have a 50 Shades of Grey moment with one of the three for the 10 Empire, who would it be? Hashtag Ask Shana, hashtag definitely not Brian. Ha ha, you funny. You see that? You do your own jokes. I would say Will. See, because that motherfucker beat the shit out of me. Yo, I would love that. I will beat the shit out of me. I'll punch that motherfucker back. Ooh, I just popped that pee. Y'all hear that? Just got out of a 2-year relationship. What's the best way to get over my ex? Do some fucking, bitch. And that's from Natalie something something. All right, y'all. That's my time, y'all. We had a good time. Shut up. Shut up.
This concludes Keeping It Real with Shana.
Hey, my name is Shana, and I kept this shit real. So one love, motherfucker, because now you know the deal.
Thanks for inviting me here, because I had nothing to do tonight.
Hey, man, that's the only reason you came?
Well, no, you needed help, but that's really nice that you called.
Well, I don't need... I mean, you... What? Oh, jeez.
The song is playing. It's the fucking song now. And you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
No, it's cool. Look, I appreciate you being here. I'm really happy you're here.
No, because I was just alone in my apartment. I get scared and stuff. But when you call, I'm like, oh, my God, Sassy wants me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's... And well, I drove up. I want you. You're my pal.
Yeah, and yeah. You live in a castle, so it's nice, you know?
Dude, you're making this very fucking... I don't understand what the... Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Yeah. My name is Will Sasso.
And my name is Bobby Lee, the man.
Bobby Lee, the man. You got Brian the Kid Callen, who's not here.
He's not here.
Bobby Lee, the man.
And Chris D'Elia is sick.
Is sick. We think he's sick.
He's lying.
Yeah.
Totally lying. Because he texted me earlier.
He texted me, too.
He goes, what's up? Like, he wanted to hang out. No. So he's a liar.
Okay, but has Chris D'Elia ever wanted to hang out with you? Has he
all
ever
the time.
Wanted? Really?
Yeah.
He wants to hang out with you?
Yeah, he goes, what's up?
But that doesn't mean he wants to hang out.
He wants me to go to his house and swim. What's up means.
He'll just say, come here.
Yeah.
He'll just say, C'M-E-R-E.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
Come here now.
You know what he texted me today? I swear to God.
What?
I'm famous.
What a man.
And I laugh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good stuff.
Because it's so cocky.
Hey, Bobby Lee is here for his third time. He's a veteran of a 10-Minute Podcast.
I loved it the last time. It was amazing. The chemistry, and it was great.
It was you, me, and Brian, and we had a good time. And
who's Brian?
He's the older gentleman.
The buff guy. The jock.
He's the jock.
He's the type of guy that used to pick up me on high school. I want to say that right now.
He's like the bad guy in a Revenge of the Nerds film. The guy that I would look at and sort of go like, oh, I could still fucking...
Can I say this, though?
What's that?
You're an alpha male.
Okay.
I'm not.
Sure you are.
No. I'm a gatherer. You're the hunter.
No, I think you...
If you were in a tribe, I'd be weaving baskets and making clocks. And you'd be like, I got the deer. I'll be like, good, cool. Now chop it up and I'll cook it. You know what I mean?
You know, something that you, me, and Brian share is
we were on Mad TVs.
We were all Mad TVs alums.
Yeah. And I want to say this to your fans. When I got on the show, Will Sasso and Alex Borstein were the two very nicest people
That's
to me in the beginning.
And
and then you guys abandoned me, and I had to survive on my own for 8 fucking years.
My last season was your first season.
Yes.
We overlapped for a season.
Yeah, and when you left, I was stuck with the Black Cloud. Now, the Black Cloud... The Black Cloud is right? His name is Aries Spears. All right. And I'd see a Black Cloud on the set, and he'd have eyes. And he wouldn't say hello to me, but now we're friends, so it's great. I love him.
You love the Black Cloud.
I love the Black Cloud.
I love the Black Cloud too. Yeah, I just spoke to the Black Cloud not too long ago.
He's amazing. You know what I mean?
He is one of the fucking most naturally talented.
Mo Collins is amazing too.
Mo Collins amazing.
Yeah.
That show, what happened, man? That show produced a lot of really funny people. How come none of them are doing?
You know what? I equate it to. I equate it to SCTV really in many ways.
Really?
Yeah, because SCTV.
But
at
SCTV
the time,
had my idol John Candy on.
And they had Eugene Levin and all these people. But the thing is that through time they worked, right?
Right.
I don't think they blew up right when SCTV was on.
Only John Candy.
Yeah, Candy was. Yeah, you're our John Candy. No. Now that you lost weight and you look great, I'm just saying.
I'm always losing some weight.
I know, but you're why?
Artie could be our John Candy also.
No, he's our Belushi.
That's true. He is our Belushi.
Yeah, and then who am I in that situation? Like from SNL.
SNL has never had an Asian cast.
Doesn't matter. I'm Gilda Radner.
I would say you're more Garrett Morris, and that's no
that's
disrespect.
Not, who is that? Is that that old black man that was
the
there
black
for 50
guy.
Years?
Yeah, the black guy. Was
and
on,
now he's a poet or something?
He's on Living Single, I think, for a little while. And,
all right, I'll be your Garrett Morris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. Just in case we haven't lost any of our listeners who were born after 1990, Mad TV was a sketch television show that was on for 14 seasons.
14 seasons.
I was on for 5 seasons.
The good years.
From seasons 3 to 7.
And I was there during the really disastrous dark years.
You carried the show all the way to the end of
I did carry it to the end, and it was like a 7-year rape. Like, I felt like I was being raped for 7 years, you know what I mean?
The 7-year rape is different than the 7-year itch. That's a different
concept.
It's a
completely
different concept.
No. But the thing is that it.
Well, what did Mad TV do for you? Because I can tell you what it's done.
It's got me an audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So when I go on the road, there are those section of people that are in my audience.
And they're in love with it because they grew up watching it or they spent time and stoned
there.
In college watching it. A total connection. They love you.
Yeah. And
look,
then,
you had a blast. I know you had a blast.
Oh, I went to rehab in Atlanta. You know that, right? Remember they gave me an intervention?
Yeah.
I pooped my pants, remember, on my last set?
I wasn't there for that.
I was on. Yeah, you weren't there. I was on a Connie Chun sketch, and I was detoxing off of Vicodin.
Yeah.
And I farted, and poop came
and
down.
Poop came out.
And our Arius Spears was in the sketch, and he goes, "Do I smell shit?" Right?
In the sketch.
Yeah, and then they said, cut. The audience went, ooh, and they told me to go home. Oh, and I went to rehab the next day.
Do you realize
day.
How clean as a whistle Mad TV was when I was there? Like, for real. Everyone was drinking wheatgrass, and I lost a shit ton of weight after my second season.
Yeah.
And everyone, literally, it was just like, no, you don't want to have wraps for lunch. That's carbs.
And then the young kids came in.
Yeah, then Josh and I came in after I left, and it became a party.
Yeah, and I was pill man, and me. Yeah. Remember I used to hand out pills to, like, the strokes and stuff?
Keegan and Jordan are on the straight and narrow, though.
No, Jordan's been high since 92.
Oh, come on. But yeah, that's that.
I mean, that guy's he's been high 24 hours a day for 20 years. What are you talking about?
Well, it's done them well.
Yeah.
I think Mad TV has sort of, I don't know what it will prove, if it will prove anything, prove to be historic in television at all, even a blip's worth. It was a lot of fun, and I look back and I go, oh man, for me it was like this. I got to do, see, I grew up, my older brother used to keep me up watching SCTV, Saturday Night Live, Monty Python. I used to go, those, and I wanted to be an actor and a comedic actor from the time I was a little kid. And I would go, those guys get to be 5, 6, 7 people a day.
Yeah.
A show. And I loved that. And I kind of, it's kind of like, really honestly, and I'm saying this to my audience too, you guys, I get to do, you know, dumb shit. Like, get to do like Schwarzenegger again. Like, I never have room for that. I'm an actor. Like, I do a bunch of stuff, and I write a bunch of shit that goes nowhere. I develop, and we've talked about this, all the stuff that we've pursued, and movies that don't really happen, they come out and they don't really pop. But it's like, I get to come here and do exactly what I want and do, like, and I find myself doing, oh, let me do Schwarzenegger again, or like a lot of the characters we've
come
up with.
But also every kid that's in comedy, right, has this dream of being on a sketch show, right? There's no way as a kid you didn't like go, what's it like being on SNL, right? Now, I was never on SNL, right? But I got to do it for 8 years on a network television show.
Well, no, I look at it like, I mean, I still love and have a lot of reference for SNL, and I still watch it. And
me too.
Our pal Taron Killam is on.
Oh,
SNL.
Yeah, and SNL, right? It's just like they're very nice to us.
That's
they're not negative and
that's
weird.
That's the funny thing
us.
Is you run into SNL people over the years, and I was always really blown away by how nice they were and how like affable and sort of reverent towards Mad TV. You go, oh yeah, we'd watch you. Like writers go, yeah, we watch you guys for the first half hour, then we go down to the stage for our taping.
I was in New York
because we think that they.
Hate us, or they don't even know who we are.
Well, because it'd be like you would back in the day when you were on Mad TV. You go, I'm on Mad TV, and people go, I don't have cable, and you go, it's on fucking Fox, and they go, well, I don't have cable, and you go, it's not fucking cable. It's a fucking network show.
My second year on Mad TV, I was at an SNL party in New York because Jeff was on it, right?
Right.
And I went, and Amy Poehler and Tracy Morgan knew my name, and they
really?
And they said hello, and they were so sweet to me.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean? And I'm doing that thing with Seth Meyers right now called The Awesomes with Josh mm-hmm. and Ike.
Yep.
And I just feel like there is some sort of weird connection between them. You know what
well,
I mean?
Maybe you're right. Maybe we'll all become Eugene Levy later on.
But I still love you more.
Hey, man.
Because let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you right now, dude.
Oh, geez.
Without you, I would have
Here comes
you,
Bobby.
No, without you, I swear to God, I would have killed myself.
No, you would not.
That was the worst year of my life, dude.
Come and without, on now.
No, remember you used to invite me to your house for barbecues and shit?
Yeah, invite
yeah,
you over.
I mean, I would cry in my bed, my apartment in Silver Lake, praying, thank you, God, for Will Sasso.
Stop it. Now you're...
No, seriously, dude, I'll blow you right now, dude. I will. And I owe you.
You can't because...
I'm not gay. I owe you.
Bobby's pointing at me with a Stephen Dorff electronic cigarette.
Yeah,
can I take a picture of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Look
okay.
So
I will... You want to fuck?
Pointed at me the way you were.
I'll be bottom, dude.
Please go to our Twitter and our Facebook at Tim and Pod or / Tim and Pod to see Bobby pointing at me with a Stephen Dorff electronic.
I owe you everything, man. I owe you, man.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Foot massage. I'll give you a foot massage.
I don't want a foot massage.
You mean I'll give you back rubs? Anything, dude.
No, I just smashed my fucking feet. I was in Big Bear over the weekend. I mashed my toes.
I'm gonna give you money.
No. Yeah, I don't want any money.
I'm gonna give you some money.
Look what happened to my feet. Look at this.
What happened?
I smashed my feet.
Oh,
I was fishing and I smashed my fucking. No, I don't want your $10.
Yeah, take the $10.
Why do you have a cute little Pokemon sticker on the side of your?
Because I'm Asian, okay.
You guys really like
that
stuff.
We love it. We love Hello Kitty. We like
Hello Kitty Pokemon. You stack the back of your.
We love when animals greet you.
The back dash.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. You basically love when animals greet you.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. I'm happy that an Asian has finally been honest about that. All Asians really love is food that looks like animals and when animals greet them.
Yeah.
But they don't want to see the food being slaughtered unless they live way inland in like Vietnam or Cambodia.
Okay, now you're going crazy.
I'm sorry. Thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Thanks for subscribing. Downloading on iTunes. We're on all the social networking and all that stuff. And follow Bobby Lee and follow his YouTube channel.
Bobby Lee Live. Bobby Lee Live.
Bobby Lee Live. And Bobby Lee, thanks so much for coming. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm grateful you put me on your show.
Okay. Do you want anything to drink or?
No. Do you have anything to drink?
Not really.
Okay, then no.
Okay. You're good?
Yeah. Why are you so loud?
Some podcasts are slow.
It's a podcast.
It's too loud.
So, all right.
I don't like.
He took his headset off.
That's why you're listening to.
No, I'm sorry.
It's
loud. Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso. Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia are not with me, but we have a very special guest.
Thank you.
I haven't introduced you quite yet. This is you're a friend of Bobby Lee's, is that right?
No, I'm not friend with him. I saw him at the Asian Excellence Award. He was hosting the show. I said, hey, fat Asian guy, you come over here. Let me have a cigarette.
Okay, this
and
is...
And then we exchanged number.
Okay, based on that?
No, because I told him that I have like a side business with the women, and he says.
And he got interested.
Yes, then later he find out I do kung fu, not kung fu.
You do a lot of stuff.
Trendo, I do a lot of things.
Yeah. This is Toki Fang, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to say these two that
Toki Fang.
I'm so happy to be with you.
I'm happy you're here, Toki.
In Trang Island, we have a shield, and you're great on that.
I have. No, listen. You're thinking of Michael Chiklis.
You're great. And
I'm not Michael Chiklis.
And when you play the thing, in the Fantastic,
that's Michael Chiklis. Thank you very much.
And I get nervous around you right now.
Okay. My name is Will Sasso. I'm not Michael Chiklis.
Good to see you, though. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for being here, Toki.
And you're going to sign my Shield DVD, okay?
If you want.
Okay.
I'm not. Okay. I'll sign it.
Okay.
Now you're a man of many means. I mean, you've got a lot of different things going on.
I don't know what
on.
You mean, but
I'm basically saying you got a lot of shit happening.
Oh, I got lots of things happening.
You got
whatever you need, I got.
Yeah,
you know?
You're now I first saw you on Bobby Lee's YouTube channel.
No, he take my video
right
and put it on his channel.
Oh, he didn't even ask you to do
no,
that.
No, he don't ask me. He go, I like you. You good guy, whatever. Right. He put it on, and then that's
really
how
like. I like the videos.
Oh, I like you. I like everything about what you do. The Elba, was she good work with?
Who?
Jessica Elba. She good with the work with?
You're talking about Fantastic, the Fantastic,
yes,
whatever.
So good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, she's great. She's a real sweetheart.
I'm not from here.
Where are you?
People, my My accent is getting good here.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I wasn't going to say that you're not from here because your accent is so Americanized.
Everyone say you sound like you're from here.
Yeah, everyone says you just sound like you're from Jersey or something. Do you get that?
Yeah, they do say that all the time.
Originally, though, where are you from?
Oh, I am from, you know where Bangkok is?
Yeah.
Thailand?
Yeah, you're from Thailand.
The island outside of Bangkok, Thailand.
Yeah.
Is Trang Island.
Trang Island.
A serious island.
Yeah.
I grew up in one of the main islands there.
Okay. And what did you do?
Trang Island.
What did you do? Yeah, Trang Islands. What did you do there?
My uncle and my the politicians.
The
politicians on the island, you know, they do wrong government.
Okay.
You know, and I have many. We have a candy store.
Yeah.
We have with the zip line tool.
Okay.
Yeah, we have human trafficking. Human traffic.
So your dad and your uncle are politicians, but you got a candy store, a zip line business, and you're doing human trafficking.
Well, I don't know how you say the human. Is that right?
Yeah, human.
No, we sell 12-year-old pussy.
Hey, man.
No, but what do you call that here?
We don't call it anything here. We don't do that here.
Well, whatever you don't call here, I do there. So I have that. But
Thailand has a horrible connotation that goes along with it that you're now proliferating.
I don't know that
there's
word.
There's a child sex trade. It's fucking tragic and it needs to stop.
Can I tell you, did I say 8?
Did you say 8?
I said 12, right?
Yeah, you said 12.
I did not say 8.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is
you're talking about children.
No, well, you know.
All right, I don't even want to. You know what?
Can I say
the
this?
Views but, of
no, I understand.
Toki Fang.
I understand because I Christian too.
No, you're not.
Yes, and
no,
I
you
have
are
go
not.
To church,
no, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, there's a priest. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of priest you're praying to.
Catholicism.
Yeah. All right. Well, then now this all makes sense.
A long time ago, white people they come to Trang Island.
Yeah.
They set up church.
Yeah.
And the priest he told everybody about the God, but then he fuck everybody too. Okay. So you know.
Yeah.
I don't. It's confused to me too because
you know
it's
what? You know what, Toki? You're kind of you're shining a light on some really awful stuff, but it's really not your doing.
I had
just
zip line to it
right.
too.
What awful thing happened there?
Well, we make millions of dollars. And then
really? Millions?
Yeah.
But millions of Thai dollars?
No, Thai dollars, which is here $100.
Okay.
And then what happened was day we had...
You made millions of baht.
Yes, baht, yes. And we had the tragedy.
Oh, what was the tragedy?
It was they now call it Real Bloody Monday. You know, Really Bloody Monday.
They call it Really Bloody Monday?
Yes, it's a holiday now, Really Bloody Monday. Where everyone wear bloody clothes, goat blood, not human.
Not human blood.
And we walk around
to
in a circle.
To symbolize the blood.
We walk around in a circle and we cry.
And you cry. Yeah. Now, what happened on Really Bloody Monday?
You know, I have a cousin, Andy. You know, he helped me with the...
Your cousin, Andy?
Yeah, my head cousin, Andy.
Your name is Toki Fang and your cousin's name is Andy.
His name is Andy Fang.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know what your problem is right now, Jack, but
all right.
That's his name, okay?
Okie doke, yeah.
Anyway, Andy forgot to put the harness on a family.
Forgot?
He forgot because he was high, you know, on a crack cocaine, which is where you get from your black people here in Detroit.
That they get it?
Yes.
So you're saying drug dealers here, and namely in Detroit?
No, but we learn from the movie.
Oh, so and you're selling it over there.
So Andy hook on the crack, and then he forgot to put the harness in. And then the family, you know, there was like a 5-4-year-old, you know, there are twins, four quadruplets. They were little kids.
As if this couldn't get any
more
tragic.
Mom and dad, right? Yeah. Harness break, right?
Yeah.
And they fall and they go pop, 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 and they explode. You know, because there was like cliffs down there.
Just stone.
If you take a boba and you throw on concrete, they pop, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and it was, you know, everyone cry.
That's really tragic that happened.
That's why we had the Really Bloody Monday, you know?
Oh, the Really Bloody Monday.
Yeah, I had to leave
town. So you moved out here then?
Well, after Really Bloody Monday, you know, I went to prison, you know, I did for a year. And let me tell you, in Thai prison, guaranteed every day you get raped. Because we have Samoans.
Yeah,
they look like you, but they're brown.
Okay, yeah. See, right? Brian thinks that I'm Samoan because I'm a large, I'm a big dude.
And what they do is Samoan, because they're so big, they just lay on top of you, right?
Yeah, you can't do anything.
And their penis, right, is not long.
No, it's
thick,
not
right?
Thick, yeah. It's
yeah,
like
so
a,
then you, they
it's
stick
like a
it,
tin of Morton salt, yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure
it's
you're
like
caught
a big can of soup or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, big can of soup.
Right.
And they fuck, you know, in the butt, you know?
Right.
And in there, they don't have condom that big, you know? So they don't even use, you know?
Why would they? They're
yeah,
in prison.
Yeah. And then they,
if you're going to trade for things in prison, I would imagine condoms wouldn't really be on your
yeah,
priority
they
list.
They put gravy in your, you know?
They put
bong
bong. What?
Bong bong. They put gravy, right?
Yeah.
And you know, all you can do is shake, you know. And
if a Samoan decides to have his way with you, you're finished.
You guarantee you're finished, right? And that's every day for a year.
And then, so you
and
served your time.
For,
then you
no,
came here.
No, I came here for the surgery.
What surgery?
To tighten my
close your
yes. Because every time I fart, you know, it's a big mess.
Everything comes out.
It, not only the poop, but like even parts of the insides.
You got sodomized so hard that parts of your insides come out when you fart.
Was the two, you know, the butt two part and the, like some of the was the small intestines.
The Samoans get all the way.
You come out, people think you're like half like kangaroo you're, because of the
yeah.
tail.
So you're,
and
you're
that's not a tail. Samoan fucked
so
me, and now I have a inside of my stomach
so,
coming out of me.
Right, so your anus prolapsed.
But then the
every time you fart,
yeah,
so you had
yeah,
to find
Dr.
an American.
Dr. Hopkins over there in Beverly Hills, he saw right up.
He fixed it.
Yeah, yes.
And you decided to stay here in the United States.
Yes, I stayed because I don't know. Because if I go back, I'll get arrested again. I'll get raped again.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah
so you
so
know
I'm back
you're...
here. It's good.
And what's going on here now?
I do janitor, you know, I do janitor. Janiting, you know,
yeah, janiting
for schools and stuff, and
yeah.
no bad thing.
All right,
I know the
don't
rule.
Good, don't be doing that here
rule,
in the United
you know.
States.
I know. I when
I don't even want to comment on what's going on over
I'm
in Thailand.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, okay?
Right.
I don't do nothing bad here.
Good.
Okay?
Don't do anything
I
bad.
I work
here.
In a middle school.
Okay.
No, listen though.
I'm listening.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I see the young girl.
Yeah.
I say hello, young girl.
That's all you need
and
to say.
That's
it.
I go
it.
Back to my apartment.
Right.
And I joke.
Don't you?
I just joke, you know. Get off. And I don't do nothing.
Yeah, you did. You kind of did something.
No, because I don't even. I just say hello.
So.
No, I say hello, young yeah. girl, white girl. Yeah. After I go to my apartment. And I joke all over me, you know.
God.
And next day I say hello again. Hello. I go home.
And what happens when you go home?
I joke
what?
All over myself. Every day like that. You're
I don't know. Look, I gotta say, I don't know why Bobby let you come on the show and why
yeah.
we have you here. But thanks,
yeah,
Tony.
I don't know either. But
this
I
is a
love
very
it.
Different podcast.
Sign this now.
You want me to sign
the
Shield
DVD? Yeah.
Here we go. You
oh,
want me to sign it, Michael?
Yeah, Michael.
Right, Michael Chiklis. There you
fan.
Go.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming. And gee whiz.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. We can say whatever the fuck we want. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no. Well, there's no nothing. There's no
free
FCC.
Speech.
Right.
We can
I
say
understand.
Whatever. We can say, hey, can we get away with that? Hey, what do we decide?
For the time
we
being.
Decided that we can.
For the time being, it's going to end soon.
Some podcasts are slow.
No, it's not.
And you don't know how long they last. That's why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. We love having a podcast.
Okay.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
You know, I want to take this more seriously, guys.
Shut up.
We have a huge
listen,
following.
Shut up.
And much bigger than
I
you guys
I want to talk
realize.
About something that just happened right off the air, and you guys don't even understand. Will just said I have too many things in my living room.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you mean.
I'd agree.
You have too many things in your living room.
All those Amazon
this is a good example. This is a good example of what we can talk about on a podcast, man.
Yeah, sure.
You got too many things in your living
what
room.
What are you talking about? I have two couches, two seats.
Two sits?
Hmm.
Is that what you sit in?
Well, I don't
sits?
Know what to call them. They're like...
Oh, you don't know what they call chairs?
Love,
they call,
love.
They call them chairs.
Okay, I got two chairs. I got two couches.
Two chairs. Guys, see what I did?
Two chairs.
And I got a fucking mirror and a little end table and a dining room table.
And a fucking thing behind the couch.
But it's a really big fucking room.
And a
do you
fucking.
A, do you have a spittoon?
No.
He does have a spittoon. Yeah. He has like fucking brass
like
spittoons with like all sorts of.
It's not clutter. What do you mean?
Wooden elephants.
You're making shit up. I don't have
no,
that
I
many
just
things.
Think I just think a man needs space. You know, you're a young guy who just bought a house.
Got,
just,
space.
Mm.
Got space.
You
got
space. You need an area to do.
Don't need.
To
don't,
move around.
Just one guy. Don't need sit so much.
Yeah, yeah. Great. But you got space. You got fill. So when people come over, they go, oh, it's nice.
Why got fill? Don't got fill. Just leave space. Don't need fill.
Got work on feel. when I walk in a room, if I feel.
Yeah. Got walk in room, feel a certain way.
I know.
Yeah, got feel like knee hurt because bang knee on stuff is too much.
Not gonna bang knee because got eyes.
Yeah.
No. Got look.
No.
Yeah, don't need be obstacle course. Need be space. Need feel space.
Feng shui.
No,
got Dr. Feng shui.
No obstacle course. Got chairs. $1,000 giving me. No obstacle course. Got chair.
Yeah.
You don't sit down obstacle course.
Yeah. You don't know a chair's called. Mm-hmm. Chair's called chairs.
if old and smoke a pipe, you read professionally, you get chair. You're not a reader.
I read.
No, you don't
think. Read book by Chuck Klosterman.
Everybody read.
No, you're a thinker.
Read book by Chuck Klosterman.
Only one chair to sit.
Just read book by Chuck Klosterman.
Nah. Yeah. Your skin.
I just read book called I Have Black Hat.
No.
Yeah, it's about villains.
You know,
you're not reading. You're skin.
You know you need bedroom?
I got bed.
You need bed.
I got one bed.
I don't need sex.
I got dress. Got dress. Got TV.
You need a cum spittoon.
Nah, I don't need cum spittoon.
You need combo.
Hey guys, look, man. All right. The bottom line is, I don't. That's the most annoying thing
that
we've
very annoying.
Ever done.
I'm really sorry about
and
that.
And when we're done with this, Will's gonna be like, "Oh, should we do that? Should we let air?
Should we let that? Air?
Yeah, but we should."
Hey guys, here's my. You know, I do sometimes. I like to fuck around with voices and mm-hmm. impersonations and stuff. Here's my impersonation of Chris impersonating me, not happy with an episode after we record it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen.
Thank you very much.
Okay. What's your impersonation of me?
This is my impersonation.
I give to everybody. I'm an inspiration.
Okay.
But Will, you have a lot of things in your fucking house.
Yeah, but I've lived in this house for like, you know.
Like hats 11, you'll never wear. Years.
Yeah, hats you'll never wear because if you did, wouldn't be your friend.
Candles that sit on the floor.
Hats stacked. Like fedoras.
Amazonian masks from the He's store down the way. Straw not from the Amazon.
I have gigantic.
A straw hat that swings up. You probably have that.
I don't have that.
Yeah,
I have a gigantic candle that's in a huge. Looks like a tree trunk.
You got poker table. You never play Poe.
Nah.
I got a big den. Got fill space.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I got fill space
too. I used to play poker. Fuck poker.
I know,
poker
dude.
Is right.
You know, you're having poker night with your friends, and then you kind of realize, hey, why the fuck am I drinking rye and eating chips at 3 a.m?
Yeah, and why do I have these cards in my hand because I'm 30?
Right. That's kind of exactly what happened.
Who gives a shit about strategy?
Oh, fuck poker. Oh, it's not about luck? Oh, it's not about luck? Cool. Even less interesting. Got what? Work for it? No. Oh,
you mean there are books you can read to get better at poker? I have to kill myself. You know how so
you
know time.
You know how you know poker's fucking bullshit? What? Because actors love it. That's why. That's why you know it's bullshit.
Oh my god, that is exactly why it's bullshit.
It's such bullshit.
Brian, Chris, you're friends with her too, but Brian, our good friend Sarah, would always have Texas Hold'em nights. And we were like, fuck that. I would never go to a Texas Hold'em night. Can't. I'm like, come to my house where it's dealer decides and we fucking rap and have a lot of fun and just sort of bullshit.
Yeah, unless
and
then
Texas Hold'em my balls and sit at home instead, if you know what I mean.
No, the only way I play Texas Hold'em is if I come over and then there's this whore who sucks my dick and then I leave.
Oh, well, that's mostly not fuck? Texas Hold'em and just getting
just
a prostitute. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm into.
Were you?
Yeah. If there are cards in the area, I don't mind.
One time, I put a naked girl on my poker table just to look at her.
Yeah.
Well, that's a personal thing, though. It wasn't while you were.
But
playing.
That's why. That's also, a reason to have the poker table.
Oh, okay, sure.
See,
yeah.
You
yeah.
have too many couches and chairs, but I like.
No.
I picked her up. I said, "Sit here for a second."
Yeah. I don't objectify women.
No, it's not objectifying women.
No,
she was adorable.
It's objectifying
and it was cute.
Is poker table, which is what you should do because it's just table.
No.
Did they ever see that girl again? Or
no, yeah, it's
no, but here's. The thing though, when I came over, here's why poker tables are bullshit.
Like, look at you, you're sitting on.
Here's why poker tables are bullshit. Because when I came over, I had
hey,
a
Chris,
fucking.
How you doing,
and,
man?
And
how you doing today?
No. And I had a, when I came over, I brought a fucking salad, and there was one table in the room, and I felt like I couldn't eat there because it was goddamn covered in fel.
Hey, your fucking hand looks like a squid. Don't squid your hand.
Well, don't have table covered in fel.
It's a poker table.
And
hey, I can't even tell you it's a poker table.
His hand. He's making his hand look like a fish. He's swimming out of water. It looks like a fish that's flopping around out of water.
It's like, you know, when a bored kid sticks his hand out the window and like flops it in the wind in the back seat during a road trip. That's what Chris is doing with his hand.
Well, you know,
he's swimming his hand along.
Yeah, don't swim your hand at us.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to be totally honest.
You look like the girls in the B-52s in the background just swimming.
You know what? I'm going to take that as a compliment, actually. So no, I don't give a shit. Thank you. Thank you for telling me I look like the girls in the B-52
Chris,
gang.
You got some jazz hands going on like the chicks in the B-52 singing Love Shack.
Thanks.
Pointy fingers. You got pointy fingers, huh?
And I'll take offense to that because that's actually where I draw the line. Don't fucking say that.
But you got pointy fingers.
Don't say it.
Warlock fingers.
A man in his home should have a poker table he could sit a naked girl on. And just sort of look at her for about 10 seconds.
A man in his home. A man, as soon as a man becomes of the age that he grabs a hobby and takes hold of it by the horns like that, that man is sad. Okay?
He's sad. How about men who collect things like, old cameras?
Yeah.
Sad. Okay?
Coins, even more sad.
Extremely sad. Okay?
Watches, if you know, how about if you can tell me how to buy an antique watch, you're sad.
Yeah. Is this sad? What? I've got an incense holder in my den that I never burn incense. Yeah. It's just a relic. I have this thing. And it's filled with some Mexican change.
That's okay.
That's a little bit just guy shit where you're like, I don't know what to do with this. I put the change there. But you know what would be so sad is if you had all those coins in a little felt map and had glass over it.
Yes.
Extremely sad. Okay. If you had a bunch of incense holders stacked from all across the world, sad.
Okay, but here's what I'm going to say about your fucking...
Arrowheads, sad.
Here's what I'm going to say about your living room with too much furniture in it. You add one of these elements to your living room, I walk in, I look around, I say, too much furniture and sad.
No, because furniture you need.
If you put one giant bottle with a fucking battleship in the bottle, I would be like, sad.
Yeah, but I don't have that.
So makes sense. One step away.
Yeah, but I'm riding that line.
But if you just had the bottle and not so much furniture, it'd be sad.
The only thing you're allowed to collect a lot of is guns. That's cool.
No, that's still sad. That's actually
depressing. I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good night, September 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Just go to briancallen.com to see where the fuck he's going. Hey, thanks for listening to 10 Minute Podcast. Please tell one friend about the show. Let your friends listen to it, and we'll keep this motherfucker going.
That's sad, what you're saying.
September 12th, 13th, 14th, Raleigh.
iTunes and Twitter and all the things.